2020学年第一学期徐汇区学习能力诊断卷初三英语听力部分
Listening Comprehension
听力理解
Section A Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1.Vacuum cleaners are always used to remove dust from the floor.
Vacuum cleaners are always used to remove dust from the floor.
2. Mrs. White greeted every guest warmly as soon as they arrived.
Mrs. White greeted every guest warmly as soon as they arrived.
3. Susan has spent a lot of time learning to pronounce that difficult sound.
Susan has spent a lot of time learning to pronounce that difficult sound.
4. Jenny is responsible for the food supply of the whole family.
Jenny is responsible for the food supply of the whole family.
5. Poor Danny. He accidentally injured his arm when riding his bike.
Poor Danny. He accidentally injured his arm when riding his bike.
Section B. Listen to the dialogue.And choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。6.
Look at those dresses. They're so lovely. Which one should we choose for Emma? How about this blue dress or that yellow one?
We'd better get her a pink one. That's her favorite color, and besides, a good color for girls.By the way, I think you will look good in that yellow dress.
Question. Which dress will the two speakers buy for Emma?
Look at those dresses. They're so lovely. Which one should we choose for Emma? How about this blue dress or that yellow one?
We'd better get her a pink one. That's her favorite color, and besides, a good color for girls.By the way, I think you will look good in that yellow dress.
Question. Which dress will the two speakers buy for Emma?
Seven. When will I get better, doctor?
Take the medicine twice a day for 1 week. Come back to see me in about 4 days. You'll be better soon if you remember to take good rests.
Question. How long should the man take the medicine? When will I get better, doctor?
Take the medicine twice a day for 1 week. Come back to see me in about 4 days. You'll be better soon if you remember to take good rests.
Question. How long should the man take the medicine?
8. I've been told there might be an apartment just right for me. Would it be convenient to see it now?
Sure. It's just 10 minutes walk from the underground station. It's on the third floor. This apartment has 2 bedrooms, large enough for 2 people.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the 2 speakers?
I've been told there might be an apartment just right for me. Would it be convenient to see it now?
Sure. It's just 10 minutes walk from the underground station. It's on the third floor. This apartment has 2 bedrooms, large enough for 2 people.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the 2 speakers?
9. Wow, Roy, you look different today.
You're usually the t-shirt and jeans type. So why are you wearing your suit and tie? Fancy a change?
Well, I have a job interview this afternoon. I've got to do something to impress the interviewer.
Question. Why does the man wear his suit and tie today?
Wow, Roy, you look different today. You're usually the t-shirt and jeans type. So why are you wearing your suit and tie? Fancy a change?
Well, I have a job interview this afternoon. I've got to do something to impress the interviewer.
Question. Why does the man wear his suit and tie today?
Ten. My friend wants to learn Chinese. He would pay about 100 yuan per hour. Are you interested?
I do need part-time jobs to earn some money for the coming holiday. Tell your friend to call me, and I need to arrange a schedule that can work well for both your friend and me.
Question. What will the woman probably do next? My friend wants to learn Chinese. He would pay about 100 yuan per hour. Are you interested?
I do need part-time jobs to earn some money for the coming holiday. Tell your friend to call me, and I need to arrange a schedule that can work well for both your friend and me.
Question. What will the woman probably do next? Section C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Once upon a time, there was a lovely garden, in which grew a big tree with many leaves and lots of vegetables. Both the vegetables and the tree made the garden very beautiful. The owner was very proud of his garden.But the tree and the vegetables didn't like each other. The vegetables hated the tree's shadow. The tree thought the vegetables drank all the water. Day after day, the vegetables got bored and decided to use up all the water in the ground so the tree would dry up. The tree answered back by refusing to protect the vegetables from the hot sun. So they both began to dry up.Soon, the vegetables were really dying, and the tree was drying up too. Seeing his garden getting worse and worse, the gardener stopped watering it. When he did that, both the tree and vegetables really learned what thirst was. There seemed to be nowhere out, but one of the vegetables, a small potato, understood what was going on and decided to solve the problem.Although there was little water, the little potato did all he could to grow, grow, grow. The little potato grew so big that the gardener started watering them again. Then the vegetables and the tree realized that it was better to help each other than to fight. They should really learn how to get on well with those around them. They worked together to make the garden beautiful again.
Listen again, please. Once upon a time, there was a lovely garden in which grew a big tree with many leaves and lots of vegetables. Both the vegetables and the tree made the garden very beautiful. The owner was very proud of his garden, but the tree and the vegetables didn't like each other. The vegetables hated the tree's shadow.The tree thought the vegetables drank all the water. Day after day, the vegetables got bored and decided to use up all the water in the ground so that the tree would dry up. The tree answered back by refusing to protect the vegetables from the hot sun, so they both began to dry up. Soon, the vegetables were really dying, and the tree was drying up too.Seeing his garden getting worse and worse, the gardener stopped watering it. When he did that, both the tree and the vegetables really learned what thirst was. There seemed to be no way out, but one of the vegetables, a small potato, understood what was going on and decided to solve the problem. Although there was little water, the little potato did all he could to grow, grow, grow. The little potato grew so big that the gardener started watering them again. Then the vegetables and the tree realized that it was better to help each other than to fight. They should really learn how to get on well with those around them. They worked together to make the garden beautiful again.
Section D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格先填一词。
Like most people I know, I love watching TV. When I was little, I would always look forward to watching a children's program on TV when I arrived home from school. Although we often feel guilty about watching too much of it,TV programs are an excellent resource for any language learner. When you are learning a language, it is a great idea to choose a foreign language program to watch. The programs can belong to any type, thriller, drama, comedy, or even reality show, whatever takes your fancy. Watching these programs is a fantastic way to improve your listening skills,because the characters or hosts will talk at a normal pace and will use authentic language. It is also a very useful way to get yourself familiar with more spoken language which cannot be found in a textbook, but which is used regularly in real life. If you are a beginner, it can be a good idea to start by watching a program with subtitles.That is words translated into your native language on the screen. However, as you become more confident, you can have a go at watching a program with no subtitles at all. Remember that the aim is not to understand every single word. You just need to be able to understand the overall storyline, and you can often work out the meaning of unfamiliar words and phrases from the context.Although it can be difficult at first, it is important to keep going. My listening skills have definitely improved, and my vocabulary has widened. So, there you have it, an excuse to watch TV.
Listen again, please. Like most people I know, I love watching TV. When I was little,I would always look forward to watching a children's program on TV when I arrived home from school. Although we often feel guilty about watching too much of it, TV programs are an excellent resource for any language learner. When you are learning a language, it is a great idea to choose a foreign language program to watch. The programs can belong to any type, thriller, drama, comedy,or even reality show, whatever takes your fancy. Watching these programs is a fantastic way to improve your listening skills, because the characters or hosts will talk at a normal pace and will use authentic language. It is also a very useful way to get yourself familiar with more spoken language which cannot be found in a textbook, but which is used regularly in real life.If you are a beginner, it can be a good idea to start by watching a program with subtitles. That is words translated into your native language on the screen. However, as you become more confident, you can have a go at watching a program with no subtitles at all. Remember that the aim is not to understand every single word.You just need to be able to understand the overall storyline, and you can often work out the meaning of unfamiliar words and phrases from the context. Although it can be difficult at first, it is important to keep going. My listening skills have definitely improved, and my vocabulary has widened. So there you have it, an excuse to watch TV.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。